On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday, so good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Yeah, it's Monday, and when it's Monday, we're joined by Tori Lagarde. She is an actress, a humorist, and an oracle.
That's awesome. What an intro. Is it Monday again? Why does that keep happening?
I know. It seems like it's like even less than a week since we were last doing this.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
On Mondays, Tori joins us. It's Mondays with Tori, which is a very popular play on Broadway.
Yeah, I know.
And
I have tickets. Not front row, but you know, I couldn't finagle that.
I have rickets.
Ooh.
So there you are.
You gotta have vitamin C then,
I think
dude.
The top
I think, or is it scurvy? Vitamin
What's
D. D is rickets. D is rickets.
All right. D rickets, C scurvy.
Exactly. Look it up, man.
It's too much to remember.
Just Google it.
Too much to remember.
Don't remember.
Wouldn't there be great if there was an app on the phone?
There's money in apps, just FYI.
Well,
inventing them.
Well, yes, but there's also a lot of money in developing them because you have to get somebody on board who does that stuff.
Right.
And they charge a lot of money.
Yeah. Well,
I actually investigated that at one point in my life and I said, no. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing new under the sun, though, dude.
No. But the problem with apps is also, like, at first to introduce them, they're free for a long time.
Yeah, so they say ads included.
Yeah, but how do you, I don't know.
That's where the money comes in, ads.
I think eventually that a lot of the people that advertise on some of these apps are going to realize that nobody really,
cares. I didn't even see
them. They're just looking for little X's so you can, like, bypass them.
I know.
They don't want you there.
Right.
You're annoying people.
I know.
So I don't think that advertising is going to last forever.
But it's the money in when you buy things inside the gap, the game, the gap. I was trying to say app game. App game?
That was pretty cool.
Gap. It's a gap.
Just went right to
it's an aim.
Yeah, an aim.
Well, see what I'm saying is you buy things when you're playing the game on the app.
So, did you ever?
The upgrade.
Did you ever do that? I never.
I don't want to admit it, but.
I would never think someone like you would do that.
Pokemon. Yeah, I'm still playing.
That
after 3 years.
Everything.
I need some coins and stuff. I know people that play hardcore. They never spend a nickel.
Yeah.
They know how to do it. There's ins and outs. There's gym battles. I mean, I won't go into it, but there's ways to not spend money.
Gym battles. He's a nice guy.
He was. Lived on the south side, right?
Yes.
No, north side, because Battles Farm.
Well, he started on the south side.
Right. And then he worked his way up. Like Moby. Moby knows. Moby sang a song about it. You don't even know who Moby is, do you?
No, I don't care.
He's a whale. A white whale.
Well, I know that. I was thinking of the musical group you're referring
That's
to.
That's what I'm talking
you're so
about.
Into it.
It is. He's a bald guy. White bald guy. You know?
White supremacist bald guy.
I don't know if he's supremacy. He's tiny.
I've never in my entire life spent a dollar on an app.
Mm. Yeah, they're about 99 cents.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I'm talking about the free ones, and then you buy things inside it, like Candy Crush. I've never played that, or Farmville. Never played that one. But people buy stuff. They want to upgrade their farms and their things and doodads, whatever.
It would not. I would go somewhere else before I would start buying into a game.
I know. It's an obsession, dude. You're hooked.
I'd rather do drugs, thanks.
Yeah, you've done them, and you already know, so it's, nothing new.
No, it isn't new.
No.
But here's my idea for now. I shouldn't do it, though.
Because then someone will steal it.
Yeah, shouldn't
Keep
even
it
say.
To yourself.
Never mind.
Don't even tell me.
I have a great idea, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, I already told you.
I don't even remember. That's how important it was. Was it the one we just talked about?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I remember.
That's probably already out there, though.
It's not.
Well.
I'll try.
It's
but
not.
I don't. All right, fine.
There we go.
So this is Tori. She's an oracle. And why do we call her an oracle?
Why?
I never figured that out. It's because you seem to know things that other people don't know.
But
you
they
seem
find
to
out.
Know it by osmosis.
Right.
Of some type of...
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And it's not in a religious sense at all.
Sporting events. Who knows? Different things.
Yeah, like that. People have made tons of cash off of Tori. No, not in that way. No.
This is not for sale either. This is my knowledge. Know, you want to believe me? Believe me. You don't. Don't.
You once told me that oracles are not for sale, and if they are, they're not oracles. Right. And I thought, that's poignant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're what do you call it? Shucksters?
Oh, God. Hucksters? I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
I'll go wherever I want.
Well, shucksters are
shysters. It's a shyster and a huckster. It's a shuckster. I'm making up words again. It's a gap.
A shuckster would be a guy that takes the stuff out of oysters illegally.
I like that. I'm going to wear my pants. Oh, my God. That's so funny. It is. That's exactly what a shuckster is.
It is.
Or I meant a huckster.
Ah.
Which
like
is,
Trump. Like Trump.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, his name again. The name that shall not
I'm
be
sorry.
Said. You know, Stephen Colbert's been making fun of him all week, and I'm having a ball listening.
Yeah.
It's the best.
A lot of people get their news from these late night shows now because they are so extensive in their joke coverage.
Exactly. And it's true.
They're
it's
doing
all
like
true.
The entire newscast.
I know. It's great.
Yeah. It's a good way of getting the news if you still want to be lighthearted and not have to worry about the fact that things are going to fall apart quickly.
I know. It's the China thing.
I know.
Last week or whenever. Good times.
The only thing I'll say about Trump, just in a very general way,
of course.
Is that first he says that he's going to build a wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. Now he's going to have a trade war and induce tariffs, and China's going to pay for it.
China.
And in both cases, we're paying for it.
No, it's
They're
so,
not paying for that at all.
He doesn't care.
He's
he just
lying.
Wants
he's
to be just, heard. He just wants his mouth to move and things to come out of it. It doesn't matter what they are. As long as he's relevant, that's all he cares about.
It's almost like people are saying, hit me in the head with a bat, ouch, okay, hit me again.
I know, it's awful.
I don't understand. Once you're hit by the bat, wouldn't you say, get rid of
again,
the bat?
Again, because they got to commit to it. People that like Trump have to commit now. They doubled down. They've doubled down. Doubled down?
He's a double down guy. He doesn't change his, I guess they're all double down people.
Right.
And they should move to the double down country.
Why not?
Somewhere else.
I have a cold. Do you have one? Or is it allergies?
I've had allergies for a year. No, I have.
Yeah.
I have them worse at one particular point of the day. Other than that, I don't feel like I have them. But at a certain time of the day, I get them big time. I can't stop sneezing. My nose is running. My throat gets sore from the dripping.
Yeah. That's why it can't be a cold because I don't have any other symptoms.
No, it's
from
allergies.
The neck up.
You may have what I have.
Right.
I actually went to the doctor and said, I think I have allergies. And she put me through testing. And I said, okay, what am I allergic to? And she said, people.
Right.
And I said, okay, I guess that's true.
I need a bubble. Remember that John Travolta bubble
boy? Yes, yes.
I need to be in a sphere where I don't. My boyfriend said like a hamster ball. He will pull me behind the motorcycle.
Oh,
I didn't think that was very, very funny of him.
Well, I think it's humorous.
He was
in
trying
that
to make a
sense.
Joke.
I think,
but he sort of kept describing
humorous.
the mechanics of it. Then I got a little worried. I'm like, it's not going to happen. So,
here's the funny
let's
part.
Relax.
Here's the funny part. That's what I immediately thought of. Like,
yeah.
Would you have to put a gyroscope in there
exactly.
so that you're always like
I
not
have to
tumbling
be. I
over?
I don't want to be tumbling.
And I also went for the mechanics.
Right.
I'm sorry to say.
Well, I used to have a helmet that was full face, and I was all protected in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't. I have the half helmet, and I can smell everything.
That's not good.
Well, it is and it's not. You're
don't
right.
Don't go halfway.
I was
halfway.
Spoiled.
Don't
I was spoiled halfway. With a full face. I was just in a little bubble of protection.
Okay. All right.
Couldn't hear, smell.
I think listeners are quite confused about what you're saying.
I know. As they should be.
As they should be. As that is the
Keep
intent.
Keep them on their toes.
The intent is to confuse you so you don't fall asleep.
Can I ask you a question?
All right.
It's a kind of a gross question.
All
is
right.
it appropriate for this show?
I don't see how it's not.
I don't either. So
okay.
We've probably already been over this. This
can
is old ground.
Removed,
it
know,
can be
if it's
removed.
That bad.
But I think this is actually old ground.
Okay.
And you'll remember.
All right.
Do men like the smell of their own farts? I mean, people in general, or is it just men? Because I think I am disgusted by my smells.
Are you really?
Oh, absolutely. I light incense, candle spray, leave the
really?
Area. Oh, yeah. I'm grossed out by myself.
I can only speak for myself.
Right.
I do enjoy that.
You sound like
no,
boyfriend now.
Well, Enjoy was the wrong word.
Yeah.
Feel comfortable in my own fart.
Gross.
Yeah.
He likes it. He said so.
You should feel comfortable in your own smell.
I don't want it. I run from any smell, my own or others, especially others.
To me, it's like home cooking. It's down home.
Ugh.
Yeah, and everybody else's is awful. But
all of it is awful.
Mine could be bottled as a perfume.
No, I am disgusted by even my own smells. I don't know who enjoys it. I think it's a lie. It's fake news. But now you're confirming, and what he said is, what's a guy thing? It's probably a guy thing.
It's not a guy thing. It's a
I'm grossed out.
You're the only woman we have on the program on a regular basis that would even talk about something like this.
And
so,
you know what? I smell extra things too. So
why don't you
maybe
start acting? Why don't you start acting your age? Why don't you start asking other women?
They, I don't know any other women.
All right,
they don't
want to
know me.
Your survey.
They don't want it. Well, I know online. I could do an online survey.
Do that.
I don't hang out with people.
Do it online. You have a lot of Facebook friends.
I don't have that many.
You do.
I don't have even 1,000. I don't even have half of 1,000. I don't even have 500. I don't want a lot of friends.
You have 500 that double down.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
I could put it
it's
out
It's like
there.
Trump. He doesn't need a large amount. He needs a good amount to double down.
Oh, I
down.
See. I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Eric, I got it.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be acting like
this. 200 people don't even talk to me, though. I think I could just eliminate like 200 of those 400 and something people. I think half is a good number. I think a couple hundred is a good base for me.
Nobody has 2,000 Facebook friends and can name them all.
No.
I mean, because they don't
That's
know them.
That's a fan
them.
Base
they don't
or something.
Know. That
yeah.
is a
I don't,
fan base.
I don't, you need a popular page.
Anything over like 300 is right. like really excessive.
I really just want 200 tops, and I can't get down to that number
because
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Well, you could do a quiz.
Oh, yeah?
How well do you know me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
And you have to
I used to do those. They used to have those, actually, about 10 years ago on the internet.
That's great. There was I remember thing. That. That was annoying.
I said, of these multiple choice, which is my
annoying.
Favorite movie, which would I prefer? Yeah, yeah.
That was annoying.
My kids knew them all, though.
Mm-hmm.
They got them right.
Well, they
should. Exactly. They're the only ones.
It would be funny if they didn't.
Wouldn't it? Don't your kids know my favorite movie?
And your first name is?
Yeah.
No. You could whittle it down that way and just take the best 200 and say, I'm sorry, you were not.
Parting gift.
Right.
You know?
But, a bottle of my fart.
Oh, nastiness.
No, I find great comfort in that.
I really
do.
Yeah, I don't at all.
Yeah.
I am repulsed by smells that come out of my own person.
It's almost like a hug. It's almost like a hug.
I know. Yeah, I don't know why like I brought it up. I'm grossed out, but I just wanted to confirm that it's a guy thing, but maybe it's a people thing.
Everybody is grossed out by the other person's, but really should be comfortable with their own.
I am not.
I think that's a therapy thing.
That's my nose. Remember, it smells extra things.
All right.
It's twice as potent.
All right. Well, then you can't even be part of the survey.
I'm disqualified.
If my nose was as potent as your nose,
right? Mass spectrometer.
Whatever.
As I've been
called. You just said.
Right.
I might feel the same way.
Right.
I might find that every smell is overpowering.
Yeah.
And therefore not pleasing.
Okay.
But no, my smells hug me.
Well, when it's humid, the smells come out of the floor from old pets we've had.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
No.
I smell a little cat urine and dog urine.
Oh, no.
You
no,
smell
no,
that, too,
no.
though. When it's humid, I'm talking. Remember, like, in
yes,
things can come
much,
back out?
Very much.
So I smell it 10 times more than other people.
Yeah.
I have to leave the vicinity.
That's why you're an oracle, because you
Partly.
Have...
Yes.
You have the ability to...
And I know what smells are. I can identify. Yes, I break it down.
I think we even talked once. No one's interested in this, but I think talked once about if you had an occupation of using your nose
to create perfume, work for NASA.
Wow.
What do I do?
People would pay a lot for that.
Yeah, it's unusual.
It is unusual. Is there? Oh, yeah, there is. What do they call that thing? Monster.com or what's the Indeed or something?
Yeah, a website. What about
it? Well, it's not, you don't, you can put your talents on the thing.
Okay.
And then companies.
See if there's a need.
Yes.
I hadn't thought of that.
They would go for you. They chase after you.
No way.
Especially when you have a talent that is not normal.
Yeah, okay.
That would be interesting.
I wish you told me this years ago.
You should do that. And you should do the nose and you should do the accents.
Oh, yeah, my accents.
Both. I'm serious. And it's free. I don't know if it's free to do to do it.
I have a little bit of money. I'll
it's
pay.
Worth it. It's worth it.
I got to get out there. I got to get out of my room.
Somewhere in
North Carolina,
Norway or something.
Oh, okay.
Some guy sitting going, I wish I had a person who could smell things. I have a perfume company. I need some smell.
He has a funny accent, that Norway guy. It's not really Norwegian.
Well, he's not really. He moved there.
Oh,
he moved there from Stupidville.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds a little slow. I mean, I can't. As long as they don't want me to talk, right. Except for the accents.
Yeah, no. Jolly good. Just smell. Don't say anything. Just smell. If you like it, raise your hand.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're happy and you know it,
raise your hand.
There you go.
Is that the phrase? I don't even know.
Clap your hands. Something like that.
Yeah.
Another annoying song.
Even when I was young, I was incredibly intelligent, and then I got older and I started losing brain cells at a regular rate.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in kindergarten, I remember this deep concern that everybody else in the class was an idiot. What child does that?
Yeah, you were precocious.
I thought everybody in my class was an idiot.
Yeah, yeah. Ahead of the curve.
Oh, it was incredible. I caught up with them at a certain point, not in kindergarten.
But you know what happened to my dad?
What?
When he was in first grade.
What happened?
He was so smart. He was reading the newspaper already, so they put him in second grade.
He's reading the newspaper?
In first grade.
They
put him in second grade.
Wow.
True story.
With a cup of coffee and everything?
I don't know. He was reading and writing.
Wow.
And so they said, you go to second grade. So all his friends, he was, you know, ahead of them now. He couldn't be in the same class.
Explains a lot.
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah. He's mayor.
Right.
Of city.
Smart. Wow. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
If I had a question, I could just ask him and he'd know.
Yeah.
I missed that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what my new hobby is?
No.
You don't? Because I haven't told anyone. Oh, I've told one person.
All right.
My daughter. I live with my daughter.
I do not talk to her, so I don't know
what
it is.
So she sees me doing it.
Uh-huh.
I watch a live webcam on Miami Beach. It's called News Cafe.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. It's on Ocean Drive. Yes. It's right there on the sidewalk.
Go on.
You can see people going back and forth.
Tori?
Real close, not a far
Tori,
away. Real close.
Tori?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something
that I've not
told anybody.
Maybe you should turn off the cameras then. I mean, the microphones, whatever these are.
Both of them?
These devices?
I don't do it as much as I used to, but there was a time, maybe 5 years ago,
right?
I would sit in front of my computer for hours.
Uh-huh.
EarthCam.
Yep, it's
had
EarthCam.
A thing. Yep. They had a bar in Florida.
No way. It's always Florida.
And yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Can't help myself.
No. And I could be at that bar and watch the people come in and watch the servers, deliver the food. And it was like,
they're taking pictures of the customers.
I felt like I was in life when, and I didn't have to be there.
Exactly.
It was,
I feel like I'm bedridden and that's what I'm doing.
Right.
It's awesome.
It's the same thing as, I talked about this on a show a few days ago. You go to a park and you sit on the park bench and you just watch life go by.
Sure.
And it's people would think like, well, that's incredibly boring. You just sit there for an hour.
Oh, no, no.
No, it is so captivating.
Right. But I've made notes about what I'm watching.
Yes.
And you have to.
Yes.
Because I want to tell people. All right. First of all, there was a guy with half an arm wanted to walk by.
Really?
Half an arm. So you know there's a story there.
In the webcam.
Was it a gator attack? Was it work-related accident?
You don't know.
A deranged psychopath?
Yeah.
Cancer?
Oh, wow.
But a birth defect, probably, but still.
Could have
it's kind of cool.
You
but,
don't
but
know.
But not as cool of a story.
Well, what kind of life do they have?
I don't know. Does he have? She,
you're always
he?
Correcting me. You're absolutely,
to,
right.
Plural.
You're absolutely right.
He's one man.
Right.
He's not.
What kind of life do people with like that have?
Yeah. So I just had to. That was one example.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at all these women have long hair. Listen,
yes,
extensions.
Course. Right.
What is it with Miami? They're all. Is it the style? All these women have long hair. They're kind of slutty looking though. They're kind of tramp. Some of them. I don't want to judge.
Do you know what they want to?
Because
slutty is in.
Yeah, they were making a statement, but there were so many of them that became pedestrian, and they were pedestrians.
They were pedestrians.
You
actually
see how that
figured
was
out their
irony.
Name.
It was irony. But the women that were classier had like a shorter hair bob.
Yeah, like that.
You could see they had money.
Yeah.
It was Miami money.
Gotcha.
Walking around.
Gotcha.
You could just tell.
Gotcha.
But no one had hair like me.
Okay.
I would be unique.
I get that.
I'm unique.
Tori has shorter hair,
and it's like a bluish.
She doesn't have extensions, let's say.
No, and it's shaved on the sides a little bit.
Have you ever thought of freaking people out and doing extensions?
Yeah, but what an upkeep and what an expense. And it's
why isn't
then
it?
Now I'm like everybody else. It's too late. Everyone's doing this. I don't like to be on bandwagons. I want to be unique, Ron. And I get a lot of compliments on my hair.
Right.
Because it's different.
It is.
I don't want to be the same. I never did.
Okay, fine.
But like the backpacks. I wear a backpack
since
2013.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to look for girls with backpacks. Some of them have them.
How's your back?
I think it's great.
Okay.
Because the shoulder bags.
Just asking.
You got to be in style.
Yeah.
Backpacks are in style. Short little, I mean, it's tiny ones. No, not really big ones.
Here's what I can't stand.
Right.
Lash extensions.
Really?
Can't stand that.
Like big spiders? Me. What is it? What is it about it?
It looks
freakish.
So phony.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing looks phonier than lash extensions because no one... See, hair extensions? Yeah, people have long hair.
Yeah.
Botox?
I see.
Yeah, people don't have wrinkles.
Yeah, yeah.
Lashes? Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
So I know how to freak you out. I already know. If I had lash extensions and a whole bunch of makeup on and I showed up one day, you couldn't even look at me. You'd be like trembling probably the whole time. It'd throw you off your game.
It'd be a very fast interaction.
You've said this for years, so I know it's true.
I wouldn't tolerate it.
No.
I would actually say, verbally, that's the one category where I have no problem saying it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't care about the other person's feelings.
No, you do.
Not when it comes to that.
In a group of people you were mingling with, you'd say something to a woman that did that. No, you wouldn't.
If I was introduced to her.
Yeah.
She would know so fast.
That you were turned off?
With my reaction.
Really?
Tori, this is what
okay,
I do.
What would happen?
And I've done this in social situations
okay.
And people.
I bet you have.
When I see somebody like that,
right.
And they're talking to me, this is what I
okay,
do.
Yeah.
No one listening can see me doing this.
Right. In front of them?
In front of them.
What?
I cannot help myself.
Ron, that's crazy.
I may not say anything verbally, but there's the message.
His body language was, his face was contorted, and he put his hands up.
I will cover my face.
Oh.
I will cover my face literally.
Right, right.
I can't help it.
You know someone's out there listening, plotting right now.
That's a defense mechanism.
I
can't
see it. Self-preservation.
Yes.
You can't.
I can't. I don't want to dream about
that. And
it
goes back to your mom, as you mentioned once.
Yeah.
The makeup, anyway.
I love her.
The makeup was,
The other thing that I can't understand on a woman, or even stand,
right.
is black lipstick.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a goth thing, I think.
It is a goth thing.
I'm not interested.
It's gone a little bit beyond goth, where some women
like
will
a dark
actually
purple
think
even.
That.
It's too much.
No.
What do you, like you ate a popsicle.
No. Go
Stop
to a
it.
Doctor, get rid of the frostbite.
Yeah.
Like
a corpse look.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Come on.
I know. I don't find it attractive. Unless it's Halloween and you're trying to, you know, for some
Halloween,
purpose.
Anything go.
Anything.
I will still cover my face on Halloween.
Mostly
but they
on
get
Halloween. Because you're going to get a lot of it.
But they're dressed up in a costume, so they don't care that
There's
I find
an excuse.
It repulsive.
Exactly.
But if you're normal, I find you repulsive.
Right, normally. You're normally
different.
Repulsive. I'm sorry, so sorry about
sorry.
That.
You're not my cup of tea or any drink at all.
Well, I'm glad I don't feel so alone now watching this webcam, if you've done it as well. And you grew out
have.
Of it. You put it behind you. I'm still in the heat of it.
Well, you'll probably grow out of it too at a point. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been to South Beach and walked on Ocean Drive up and down it.
Yeah.
So I know what these people are doing. I know what to expect. I'm just sort of like, I wish I was there right then.
There are some, and I've done this, but I haven't done it in a while. There are some voyeur sites, but they're not pornographic.
Right.
Although
just,
I wouldn't mind if they were.
I would.
I think you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
But you see people in their apartments or their homes living their life.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I remember hearing about stuff like that.
But to them, those cameras have been there for so long that they don't play to the cameras at all.
At all.
And
I wouldn't either. I'd get tired of it.
If anybody says, like, oh, the grass is greener on the other side. I wonder what it's like in there. Now you can actually see that it's not greener. It's dirtier.
It is. Yeah. I've heard of stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's things you can watch, like aquariums and panda bears.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff you can
watch. That bores me. Animals and fish don't do that much. They don't get in arguments with other pandas or, you know.
Maybe. You never know.
Right.
There could be someone could fall in the panda pit.
You don't see.
That's an attraction.
You don't see fish with long lashes.
Oh, that's so that would scare you. So it's just
well, cover my face.
You don't
face.
Want that, yeah.
Cover the tank.
I can't see people that close to see lashes quite on this camera. I can zoom in.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know.
It doesn't stay clear when I zoom, but I've zoomed.
Right.
I check out some cleavage
the pixels
here and there. There's
on
cleavage
that
on these people.
There are.
And these butts, and they wear big bikinis walking down the street.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Why do women have T-shirts that have sayings printed across the front of the T-shirt?
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. You got to look. You got to read.
And yet they say, what are you looking at?
I know.
You're giving me text. I mean, what are you doing?
I have one on right now, but you've seen this one.
Yes,
I
have.
Knight Rider.
But to be honest with you,
I want people to.
I'm going to stare at Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff. Don't hassle the Hoff.
I know.
You know.
And I'm not staring at your cleavage. I'm staring at.
I don't have any.
That's not the point.
It's not the point, I guess. But
and everybody does.
It's a T-shirt.
Everybody
There's no cleavage involved anyway. If it's a low cut,
that's not the point. the point is that if you don't want people staring there, then don't put something there
and to stare at. Quite clearly, these women on Miami Beach, not all of them, but many of them want people to look. Because
baby.
I'm looking, I'm like, what the heck, dude, lady, whoever.
See, women really have it all.
Yeah.
Because they can be respected with the Me Too movement, which is like, you know, obviously. You know, of course. It's unfortunate there has to be a movement.
Exactly.
For something like that.
Yeah.
But so you have the power, you have the jobs. Hopefully you'll be getting equal pay here. I understand you can vote, although some men can't either, apparently, in certain states.
And you're in jail, what's that about?
Prison? And you also got the sex thing going.
Yeah.
I mean, you got everything.
That's not new. None of this is new, really. Women have had this power for a long time.
Only certain ones. Now women have as much power as men. They're entitled to as much power as men, and that's the different attitude. Okay. It's attitude changes everything.
Right.
Everything.
And eyelashes. Fake eyelashes.
Well, that's a game changer.
A game changer. You're right. It's a deal breaker.
A deal breaker. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was
tried them
for.
Once. I wore them once. I have pictures taken. Mm-hmm. I look very different.
Did you fall over forward?
I didn't leave the house. I did it in a home experiment.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I drove the car. Actually, no, I went out driving my car and did a video of me singing Lady Gaga with my fake eyelashes on. It's right on Facebook.
Sense. That sounds more like a skit.
It was fun.
All right.
It was a fun day.
Different.
You didn't go into one public. Day. No, one day.
It's not like you went to a restaurant and started eating in front of people.
No, and it was a hassle to get those things on.
Yeah. So I said, off.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just did it one time.
Yeah.
It's a one-time deal.
It's no good. It's no good.
No good.
I don't like things on T-shirts. I think they should be plain.
You have something on your T-shirt.
Yeah, I do, and it's wrong.
As he says something with something on his T-shirt.
I usually don't.
Well, usually, but sometimes you do.
I knew somebody.
You put bands on. You have band T-shirts. Yeah. Put it that way.
I knew somebody who had a nice little sports car printed on the front of their T-shirt.
Sure.
And then like gained a lot of weight, got really fat, and it looked like a stretch limousine.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's
didn't work.
No, stretch limo.
Yeah. And you got Pink Floyd. You can't go wrong with Pink Floyd.
No, even if you stretch them out.
No, because it's the Prism shirt.
Right.
We all know what that is. Dark Side of the Moon.
Come on. Classic.
It is.
Yeah.
It's great. Okay, great. You can tell the steam's kind of going.
That's how we end the subject.
Or end the show. I mean, I have nothing else. I had my webcam and the fart thing. That's it.
That's pretty good, though. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, it's not bad. Not good, not bad.
Not bad. So spring is here.
Yeah.
And
for the moment.
Yes. Yeah,
June's coming, man. That's when summer happens, right?
Somewhat. It kind of does.
Memorial Day, by the calendar.
Memorial Day is kind of the buffer. We're in the Northeast. We're in the Boston area. And here, it kind of waits until the last minute to become summer.
Right.
And Memorial Day is usually the day where that transition is made on that day.
Yeah, but the calendar says the middle of June, always, for everybody.
Oh, I know. That's the summer salt sticks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Salt sticks?
Is that what it is?
It's something like solstice.
That's what it is.
But that's hard to say, so I would just say salt sticks. There's a winter one, too. I mean, a fall equinox.
Yes, equinox.
No, vernal equinox is spring. Summer solstice, winter solstice,
right.
Autumnal equinox. Equinox.
Yeah, autumnal.
It's all some stuff. I don't know. It's Greek.
To me.
I know Greek.
To me.
Tikanis, kala. Efgatis to patakalo.
Yeah. What did you just order?
Sagapur.
Order something?
I did. Some baklava.
Yeah.
I had
yes, the summer solstice, that's the longest day of the year, which I do not like.
I do.
Why?
Why not?
Why so?
The sun is out the longest,
and then it starts getting darker.
I can't stand the day after that.
It gets light at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Great, whatever.
And it stays light until 8:30.
Yeah, I love that. What's wrong with that?
That's too long.
Oh, no.
That's way too long.
You like the winter time when it's all dark, like we live in
love
caves?
Love it. Because people go inside.
Because you're a troglodyte, obviously.
I like chocolate.
Yeah. Well, I saw a movie about troglodytes. Can I talk about that?
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking
about. Certain people that listen to the show know exactly what I mean. And by that, I mean one person. Or two.
Okay.
Just two.
What do you want to say?
There's a movie called Bone Tomahawk. Google it now and forget you ever heard this. Moving right along.
Oh, that's it?
You want to talk nightmares?
Okay. What's your point?
I don't know.
We're talking about the longest day of the year.
You live in a cave. Troglodytes live in caves. And there's a movie about troglodytes.
Okay. What does that have to do with
a long day?
Watching that movie was the longest day of my life.
Like I had to pause it, catch my breath, calm down, take a pill, and get back to watching it. It's disturbing.
I think the Ten Commandments is the longest movie.
Oh.
It's really, I think it's as long
do
as
they
it takes
still show
to read
that
the book.
Every year? I haven't seen it in a long time.
No, because I got tired
Easter.
Of it.
Yeah. Easter, right?
Yeah. It's like It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas.
They still do that.
They do, but the people don't watch it anymore. They just say, oh, it's on. They don't watch it.
I think some traditional people do. Yeah. They're
really
stuck in the tradition.
Remember Wizard
of
Oz used to be on every year? Not so much anymore.
Not as creepy as Bone Tomahawk, but it's still a creepy movie.
It is. It's
Flying
it's
Monkeys.
It's a sick movie. It's a sick movie.
Thank you.
Yeah. No. All children's stories
Willy Wonka.
Are freaking sick.
Yeah.
They really are.
But this is the same guy, L. Frank Baum, isn't it?
Well, it was for that. What, for the chocolate? No, that's Roald Dahl.
Oh, he's another one, though. Yeah. Roald and Baum.
Yeah.
Couple of weirdos.
They were all weirdos. They really were.
Yeah, you're right.
There was people eating children. I mean,
who did that?
What are you doing? Huh?
When were children eating?
All the fairy tales.
Oh, Grimm's.
Yes.
It's Grimm.
And they are Grimm.
That's right. There's
proper names. No, all the, I think everything we're covering, these stories
Wolves
are not
eating
wonderful.
Grandmothers?
Yes. That's illegal.
Last time I checked, Hansel and Gretel. Hansel?
Yeah. Baked them in the oven.
Something's wrong here.
Just not
in the
good.
State of Denmark. Something's rotten.
Denmark started it all. Children's stories?
Yeah, good point.
Humpty Dumpty is an egg.
But he talked and he had a face and
falls
legs
down,
and arms.
Falls down.
Couldn't put him back.
He tried. Even the king's horses and the king's men. They couldn't do it.
Too bad presidents don't fall off walls.
No. Jack and Jill.
That they build.
Going up the hill. Why? Innocent.
Yeah.
Get a pail of water. It's a big deal.
Something else happened up there.
What happened?
I don't know. I think there was a third person involved.
Well, Jack fell down.
Yeah.
Brooke
could have been mugged. We don't know what really went on.
He was pushed by Jill.
She's, you know, that Jill.
I know.
I know people named Jill.
These stories
are bad news, man.
These are bad stories.
They really are. What's a good story? What's a happy ending?
Even Cinderella is a story of abuse.
It is. And the Sibling other one abuse. with the lady that she made her go to sleep, Snow White.
Oh, yeah.
Gave her poison apple. And then the other Sleeping Beauty, she pricked her finger on something and was out of it, man.
I mean, Cosby did jail time for doing the drink thing.
He had to. Is he still in jail?
Yes.
Is it house arrest? Ankle bracelet?
No, I think he's actually.
He's in the
that's
pen?
A very good question.
I think he's in the pen. Probably like a fancy jail, but still a jail.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's not being, there's no soap involved.
Yeah, white collar crime.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
all,
sure.
Isn't that white
I'm
collar sure. crime, though? That's not white collar. That's financial, is white collar. What he did's like blue collar.
Yeah, but because he's a name, they probably do keep him separated for his safety.
Yeah, you gotta.
Yeah.
He won't get a Whitey Bulger.
I don't think it's that he'd get hurt. It's that the other inmates would say, hey, Cosby, tell us a funny story.
No, they want to hear the good stories. They don't want the funny ones. They want the dirt stories.
You know what people in jail should be, celebrities in jail should be allowed to do?
What?
Write about their what's
they
happening
They are, but
in
they
jail.
Just can't profit from it, right? Can't they write about it?
I think when they get out, they can.
Okay.
Right?
Why can't they just send right now?
Well, I mean, it's a good time to do it. What else is there to do?
Yeah.
It's time to write a book.
Well, it's fresh on your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Why isn't he? Maybe he is. Who knows?
Maybe
I bet
he is.
I think he is.
I'm not
he is.
Sure.
I just said he is.
I believe he is. I don't think it's a house arrest deal. I think it's a big deal. It's
right.
A bad
there's more
thing.
Stories there. He can talk to people and get their stories and write it, put in his book.
Yeah.
He's going to make some money later.
I guess so.
Of course.
I guess so.
Why wouldn't he?
I guess so. Well, there's another subject we exhausted.
Yeah. I don't think we even exhausted it. I think we talked for like 90 seconds.
Yeah. I don't even know what we were starting to talk about.
Children's stories.
Oh no, The Long Day.
Oh, that way. But you're going way back now.
Well, it's just it,
summer.
It all
you
spawned.
Said spring is here. Spring is here. Are they going down the weather path?
There's a very small amount of time between when spring starts and when the bugs come out in summer, when you can't go outside anymore.
You can, but you got to spray.
Big time.
I go out, but I spray. I don't want to stay in. But I'll spray.
But there, you can only stay out till a certain time of day, and then they come out in full force.
Right, so you got to spray.
They even have bugs called no-see-em, which I don't think is necessarily their scientific
name. Aren't
those
gnats, G-N-A-T? Gnats, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But they're so small
that
you...
I see them.
I do too.
I'm an oracle. I see them, feel them, smell them, taste them. They're all around. I know. I can see them coming with my radar.
Right, so they're not no-see-ems for you, but for the general public,
most people.
They go, hey, what's that? Hey, wait a minute, I can't see them.
Because they're ignorant.
Yeah.
You should be able to see everything.
Mosquitoes come out and all that, and it's like all of a sudden, like, okay, that was fun.
But it's in Florida all the time.
I know.
All the time.
I know.
I live down there.
I know you did. I know you did.
It's just bugs and crime. And
bugs and crime.
Why not? My next novel, Bugs and Crime.
Like that.
Bugs in Crime or Bugs and Crime?
Apostrophe N.
Okay. better.
That doesn't
Bugs and Crime.
Then that's like any way you want to
read it. If someone writes that book, I'm going to pull this podcast right up right. from 2019.
I'll sue somebody. I don't know who it is, but I'll sue them.
I have to know.
I agree with you.
I need money.
I don't know if I told you the story. I think I did. I lived in Florida for 6 months.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, I did. I live in Coral Gables.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. Well, there was a girl that I was having a relationship with from summer camp. And
relationship with or relations?
Relations.
Ooh.
And I was a year out of high school, and I went to the summer camp as counselor, and she was counselor as well, and we had a tete-a-tete.
Ooh, and, that's Indian, right?
Yeah, and I was in New York, and she was in Florida, and I was young, and I, and college ended early that year, so
Did you have your own place in Coral Gables?
Yeah, I got a place. I got a place. It was cheap.
Now you can't afford it.
Now I can't afford it.
Who can?
It was cheap. It was one of those outside, it was an apartment building, but when you went, the hallway had no roof. It was like outside.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So anyway.
Like a carport.
So I went down there like in April, and I stayed until I think it was September or something.
Oh, the
like
hot
that.
Time. What were you doing there in the hot times?
Because there was no school.
Oh my gosh, no, that's the worst.
But she lived in Coral Gables, so I went down there to pursue her. Two funny stories. One is that we went to a park, and I was lying down on the park in Florida in Coral Gables, and I closed my eyes. I fell asleep. I woke up, and I felt something on my arm.
Oh, no.
And I looked, and it was a gigantic lizard, which looked like a dinosaur. It was an iguana.
Yeah, those little gecko things.
It was bigger than
something.
That. It was
really?
Bigger than that. Scared the hell out of me. And she was laughing. She says, "It's just a lizard." And I said, "That's a dinosaur."
You scared her away with your sissy boyness.
But here's a real funny story, which isn't really funny. Her father found out that I was in town. Now, obviously, like, he didn't appreciate that some guy flew down
who
was just out of high school.
Shady
you
looking.
Mean, right.
With your long hair.
I know. Oh, it was even worse.
Oh, no.
So he found out I was in town and that I was seeing his daughter and that we were having sex. He assumed that. It was quite obvious.
Right. Because he caught you in the act.
Well, I don't think I pulled my pants up.
Oh, my God. That lizard. The poor lizard. Go on.
She stayed overnight with me one night, and she said to her father she's staying overnight at a girlfriend's house.
Oh,
but the father knew this guy's in town.
It's called Gables. Pretty smart.
Found out where I was staying. It was in a motel room at that point.
Uh-oh.
And cops.
But you had six good months.
Oh, yeah. Coral Gables cops knocked on the door. She wasn't there at the time. She wasn't there at the time. They knocked on the door.
Well, you weren't doing anything illegal.
No, I was not.
You're both overage.
I was not.
So what are they? But they have no case.
Cops said to, there were two cops there, and they said to me, "Are you her?" And I said, "Yes." And how old are you? And I told them, said, "You know, million." I said, "Yes, I do."
He just had connections.
Yeah. Yes, he did, because the cops said to me, "I suggest very strongly that you get out of plane and get out of town."
Did you?
It was like a Western.
Wow.
Yeah, they scared the shit out of me.
Damn. Wow, that guy had moves.
But we got back at his father because she ended up going to school at Adelphi University in New York.
Ooh, so you guys hooked up again?
She came up to me.
Wow, that sounds like some kind of romance.
Yeah, man.
And you guys didn't even marry.
No.
Wow.
No, you don't marry your first love. That's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody I know married their first love is like either demented or...
Some of them are happy.
Or like,
I know someone that's very happy. They have children and everything. They go to church.
Oh, that... Okay.
See? You got to mend it somehow. Keep
if
it
you're church stuff, then anything will work out.
Exactly.
Because it has nothing to do with you.
There was a disclaimer, right?
Yes, right.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes,
sorry.
We forgot about that.
I did not throw that
forgot
in.
About the big guy
most
in the
first
sky.
Loves don't
the
work
big
out.
Kahuna.
Yeah. There comes a point when you're that young that you say, I need a taste of another food.
You would think.
Yeah. And
well,
if
I
you
did.
Don't, it's because you're
I've religious. Sampled a few items, I guess. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't marry my first love.
Right.
You got
to
sample.
Most people don't.
And buffet.
I don't think it's a buffet.
Buffet. I mean, a buffet.
Life is a buffet.
You know?
And you should taste
In
everything
some ways,
on the table.
Why not?
But there comes a point where you got to hook up with one restaurant.
Why not? For security reasons.
Check, please.
And I'm just tired. I don't need the Kama Sutra anymore. I mean, you know what? I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm just tired.
Yeah, well, that's when it's time
too much.
To...
I can't. I'm all done with that nonsense. Please.
All right. You looked.
I looked.
Okay.
But I wouldn't. I don't know if I would have been close. I'm in a weird fog right now.
Yeah. All right.
Pretty hungry. I didn't eat breakfast.
Oh, you should eat something.
I know. I didn't have time.
Life is a buffet, Tori.
I know. Well, I'm all done with that. I just told you that.
Yeah. Well, she's Tori Lagarde, and I would be Ron Van Dam. Thank you so much for asking. And it's been Monday. Oh, she's tired. This is it.
That's what happens when you're dehydrated. You yawn. It's not necessarily you're tired. So you need to drink water. That's what yawning
it is
means.
Time. Always drink water.
You got to.
Yeah. Have yourselves a wonderful Monday. We wish you peace.